This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A much-anticipated vaccine for COVID-19 is within reach. In the Chicago area, clinics that serve mainly people of color, those who are getting sick and dying most of the virus, are gearing up. They say convincing patients to take the shot will be tough. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch has the story.
Dr. Lisa Green knows her health clinics in the south suburbs might not get any COVID-19 vaccines until spring. But here's what she expects to happen.
The first thing that patients will ask, well, did you get the vaccine or are you getting the vaccine?
Green runs Family Christian Health Center. Clinics like hers likely won't get any vaccines until after hospitals get theirs for the nurses and doctors on the front lines of the pandemic. But Green says the work to build trust starts now for her patients and for herself.
Besides being a physician, I'm also a mother. I've got three kids myself, and making sure that I get the information is just as important to me as it is to my patients.
Doctors say convincing patients of color will be key. That's because Black and Latino residents have been disproportionately hit hardest by the coronavirus. Yet national studies show some Black adults in particular are wary to get vaccinated. Historically, they've been part of haunting medical experiments and decades of racism in healthcare. In a new poll by Pew Research Center, only 42% of Black adults say they would take a shot. Hispanics, whites, and Asian Americans who speak English were more confident.
My wife and I talk about this all the time, about whether or not you're going to take the vaccine.
Barrett Hatches runs Chicago Family Health Center. It has 6 clinics on the south side.
We say the same thing as I've heard a lot of people say. If Dr. Fauci say take it, I'm good with it.
He says if patients hear authority figures who are medical experts rather than politicians, they're more likely to trust the vaccine. Still, Hatches says convincing many Black patients will be hard.
It doesn't matter who comes out or how many people come out. President Barack Obama for Chicago could come out and say, take it. It is still going to be challenging in the Black community to get folk out to take that vaccine.
Getting people to take the shot is one thing, but making sure they even have access to one is another. For example, when WBEZ investigated access to COVID testing, it found that residents who live in majority Black and Latino zip codes in Chicago got tested at far lower rates than their counterparts in other areas of the city. There's a real concern that distribution of the vaccine will be similarly unequal. Dr. Magda Holberg is with Howard Brown Health, a group of clinics throughout the city.
You know, of course, our fear is that similar to COVID testing, the distribution is initially really wealth-based. So individuals with power and influence will have access to vaccination. Others will not. There'll be barriers in terms of insurance, in terms of out-of-pocket costs.
While clinics wait for vaccines, they're strategizing how to get them in the arms of patients. Many clinics already have drive-through COVID-19 testing sites. So one of their ideas is to vaccinate people when they get tested. Dr. Lori Carrier is with Heartland Health Centers, which has clinics across the city's north side.
We would have kind of a drive-through vaccination clinic, so it would mostly be done outside to keep people out of the health center and to keep people in fresh air, but also so we can accommodate a large volume.
But there are many people who might not have a car. Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says the city is aware of the problem of inequity and is working to ensure people hit hardest by the virus will have access to vaccines.
We will be pushing these same sort of outreach and help with getting people vaccination appointments, et cetera, to ensure better equity.
In the meantime, clinics are working to build trust now so their patients are willing to get vaccinated and help end the pandemic. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.